Good morning, everyone. Welcome to St. John's Church. We meet in the name of Jesus Christ, who died and was raised, to the glory of God the Father. Grace and mercy be with you. We've come here today to remember before God our brother Nigel, to give thanks for his life, to commend him to God, our merciful Redeemer and Judge, to commit his body to be cremated, and to comfort one another in our grief. So shall we pray? Almighty God, you judge us with infinite mercy and justice, and love everything you have made. In your mercy, turn the darkness of death into the dawn of new life, and the sorrow of parting into the joy of heaven. Through our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Mike, who worked with Nigel at HSBC, is going to come and read for us our first reading from Psalm 121.
A Song of Ascents. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in, from this time on and forevermore.
Please do be seated. And Trevor, a friend of Nigel and a church warden here, is going to bring us our second reading from Paul's letter to the church in Thessalonica.
But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who have died, so that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have died. For this we declare to you by the word of the Lord that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will by no means precede those who have died. For the Lord himself, with a cry of command, with the archangel's call, and with the sound of God's trumpet, will descend from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up in the clouds together with them to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words.
Heavenly Father, as we open the scriptures, we pray that you will speak to us with hope. In Jesus' name, amen. So I want to talk today about having friends in high places. Our reading from Psalm 121 begins, I lift up my eyes to the hills, from where will my help come? But it's not a rhetorical question. The answer comes straight away in verse 2. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth, the one who created everything. He is my help. Nigel was somebody who had friends in high places. In the last few weeks of his life, he had the most spectacular view out of the Queen Alexandra Hospital that I've ever seen. Not a view to the hills, but a view from the hills. And no doubt during some of that time he was asking, where will my help come from? And again for Nigel, he knew the answer because he had a friend in high places. Just to be really clear, I'm not here talking about the time when his department in the bank was judged unsatisfactory by the auditor, and his solution to that problem was to marry the auditor. Although that was a very good move. I'm talking here about the fact that Nigel was a friend of Jesus. He spent his life walking with Jesus, and that has an extraordinary impact on a life, on a death, on all eternity. You see, death looks very different when you have a friend in high places like Jesus. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that death is easy, that death is good. Scripture is very clear that death is not at all good, that it is an enemy to be defeated. But when you have a friend like Jesus, you know that that enemy has already been defeated. Jesus has already been through death and risen again. It's a little bit like when you're going somewhere and you've never been there before, and you're not quite sure where to park or how to get in or who you're going to see when you arrive. And so you ring up a friend who you know has been there, and they're able to give you some helpful advice. It's a bit like later on at the crematorium when I will be standing at a lectern like this, and there will be two buttons in front of me, and I know that one of them will close the curtains and one of them won't, and I can never remember which is which. And so this morning I was talking to the vicars of Warsash saying, will you just remind me which button to push? You've been warned if you're there later on and it all goes wrong. But it helps, doesn't it, to have somebody who's gone ahead of us, who's been there before, who knows what it's like, who has shown us the way through. And that is the promise of Jesus Christ, our friend. He has died, but he's also risen again into this amazing, supercharged new life. As Wesley put it in that hymn we've just sung, himself he prepares our place, he the first fruits of our race. The first fruits because he has already risen, but there is more to come. There are more fruits. We are the fruits that will follow where he has gone. So it helps to have friends in high places in the face of death. Actually, it also helps to have friends in high places in life. You see, life looks very different if we know that death isn't the end. If we know that the way we live now has consequences beyond the grave. That how we are living in this moment will echo through all eternity. And if you want to know how to live really well in this life, well, who better as a guide than the one who has already been through death and knows what all eternity looks like? Who better to listen to learn from, to follow, to shape our lives in his footsteps? Nigel was a friend of Jesus. His life was modeled on the way that Jesus demonstrated and taught for us to live. He was a friend in high places, in death, and in life, and for all eternity. It really helps to have friends in high places for all eternity. We had a glimpse there in that reading that Trevor just brought to us from 1 Thessalonians of the very end of all time. The moment when the judge of all things will appear, when there will be a final reckoning. Do you know, I have a feeling Nigel might like a final reckoning. It sounds like things would probably tot up quite well. The judge will appear and injustices will be laid to rest. Pain will be no more. Tears will be dried. And isn't that amazing that when that trumpet sounds and the archangel calls, the judge who is appearing is, well, it's our friend Jesus again. The trumpet announces that all eternity is beginning, that our time with our friend Jesus face to face has come. And again, I'm going to turn to Charles Wesley. He certainly knew what he was talking about, didn't he? From our first hymn, alive in him, my living head, clothed in righteousness divine, Here at the end, bold I approach the eternal throne and claim the crown through Christ my own. When the King and Judge of all appears, it's our friend, Jesus. So Nigel had a friend. He had a friend in really high places. He had a friend called Jesus. A friend through death. A friend for life. A friend for all eternity. And today, we entrust Nigel to his friend and ours, Jesus Christ, the Maker, Redeemer, the King for all time.